Welcome to the Creators Series. Each week, WJCT's Rebecca Farmer will introduce you to the creators sharing their ideas with the public during Jacksonville's crowdfunding festival, One Spark. It's an event that allows artists, inventors, and creators from all over the world to showcase their work and find funding.
Honestly, for me, it was more of just this thing, maybe someday I'll do it, and then I said it out loud, and people really latched onto the idea, and I mean, you get people that believe in something, and it comes to life.
Teacher by day and philanthropist by night, Rachel Rippey is the mastermind behind the Dandelion House. When she created the Dandelion House last July, she knew that she wanted to help mentally challenged individuals in the community. Right now, she holds classes on Saturdays in a storefront on King Street. They teach everything from Zumba to social skills.
We teach them how to cook various items, and we had a student come in and learn how to make grilled cheese, and that week he made grilled cheese for his family, so they were very thankful that he was able to kind of bring that skill home.
Rippey's ultimate goal is to raise enough money through fundraisers like One Spark to open up a permanent residence. She envisions Dandelion House as a cafe, run solely by individuals with disabilities.
It's all real pay. The entire philosophy behind Dandelion House is allowing individuals to be self-sufficient members of the community. So you're not relying on your Social Security disability check every month. You're able to collect an actual paycheck and work as many hours as you want.
The Dandelion House will train the workers at the house and then hire them at the cafe. Rippey wants the community to get involved too. It's a way to help the public understand how beneficial these individuals can be in society.
You have people that are absolutely willing to work full-time jobs so that they can be tax-paying individuals and not just takers.
Visit the Dandelion House exhibit at One Spark, April 17th through the 21st. To volunteer or to find out more about the creators, visit their website at beonespark.com. Rebecca Farmer, WJCT News.